Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily, Wicked Bagel. Our time with Boston University head coach Jay Pandolfo this week is sponsored by CNR Search. CNR Search, an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. And with that, we bring in Boston University head coach Jay Pandolfo. Coach, on the horizon is Ireland for the Terriers. Thanksgiving holiday week, American Thanksgiving holiday week, will be spent across the pond in Ireland. The Terriers in the Friendship Four tournament for the second time overall. First time was back in 2018, so first time on your watch. And I guess the first question that comes to mind is, what do you know about this tournament? You came back on the staff with Coach O'Connell in 2021. Had you heard of it? Had you heard much about it before coming back to BU?
I didn't hear a lot about it, but I have talked to some people since I found out that we're going to be going back, and everything I've heard, it was a great experience for everyone involved, and we're looking for that same type of experience. And I talked to some of the teams that went last year, and they really enjoyed it. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, good experience for our guys, for our staff, for kind of everyone involved. So, never been to Ireland. Didn't think I'd ever be in Ireland over Thanksgiving, but yep. We will be for the first time. So, I'm looking forward to it.
And as always, whenever you go on the road, whether it be to Grand Forks or Belfast, you talk about what the experience can mean to the team in terms of bonding and camaraderie and having a chance to stay together. This one is taken to a little bit of a higher level when you consider the fact that the trip is really a full week. I'd probably harken back to your pro days when you were no stranger to maybe going away for 7 to 10 days over the course of the year.
You get to experience a different culture. You spend a lot of time together. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You get to do a little sightseeing, see some different things, opportunity to walk around Belfast, which I heard is a great city to walk around. So I think for our guys, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then beyond that, it is our first opportunity to play for a trophy this year. It is, you are playing for a trophy, and I think that's important for our team. To understand that as well, where it's a big week for us. We play a Hockey East game. It's a Thompson Hockey East, the Merrimack game. So it's not like that first game's a non-league game. That we need to pile up points in Hockey East, so that's very important. And your goal is to win that game, so you get to play for a championship. And I think it's important for our team to have this first opportunity to have a chance to win something.
And same format as the Beanpot. You want to win to get to the late game and get to the feature game. So it emulates that format that you'll see in the first two Mondays in February. And as Coach Parker talked about, in-season tournaments, a chance, he used to use the term instant gratification, to win something and have something, in this case, to bring home with you. You've already seen Harvard. If you see Harvard again, and you will see Harvard in the Beanpot, and you know that that'll be a good test, and you think about the pairwise, it'd be an important game, and also it'd be an important game to face another Big Ten opponent if you see Notre Dame. So either way, you got an opportunity to make progress in that area.
Sure.
talked to Bobby Carpenter this week, and it says Bobby Carpenter, Bobo Carpenter this week. Actually, I talked to both of them, but Bobo Carpenter this week. It's his first year overseas after playing in the minors, the American and the East Coast League. He's in Belfast right now. He's somebody that, if you recognize him, I don't think he'll be running around the locker room with a New Jersey Devils jersey on at about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old. Get a chance to see him. And then, of course, for you to renew acquaintance with one of your old teammates and you know, one of my favorite Terriers of the past. I think that people still underrate just how good number 19 Stevie Thornton was in the middle, oftentimes in the middle, not on your line, oftentimes in the middle with Greer and O'Sullivan, but a class act all the way, and a guy that's been instrumental in making this tournament possible since its beginning almost a decade ago. And if, finally, Jay, just going back, I guess you'd mentioned your only experience, I believe, in foreign travel, if you will, for hockey. You went a heck of a lot further on a flight. I don't know if you'd ever been part of anything in Europe. I don't think so, with the Devils, with the Bruins. But you did go to China on that trip with the Bruins. So this is going to be a little bit of a shorter flight anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad it's a shorter flight. The China flight was about 16 hours, I think.
So. Oh, God.
And I don't even think we brought all, I think one of the coaches stayed back because there was still training camp going on back in Boston. So it was a little bit mixed, a bit of a mixed group. So it wasn't your real group that we were going to play through the season with. So it was a little different in that regard as well. But still a good experience. And I know the players and everyone enjoyed it overall. So this is a little bit of a different experience. No, I never, those European games that they play now for in the NHL, they weren't really a thing back when I was playing. They do it much more now, so I have not experienced that.
Well, Jay, all I could say as we get ready for this trip with the Terriers is may the road rise to meet us, and for the Terriers to have the opportunity, we could, you know, one at a time. Focus on taking the bell pot before we can get the bean pot in February.
That's a great point, Bernie. But yeah, we're certainly looking forward to the opportunity.
Coach Jay Pandolfo joining us this week as the Terriers get ready for Mission Belfast and the Friendship Four tournament. Thanks to Coach Pandolfo for joining us this week here on Inside BU Hockey. And once again, our time with Jay is sponsored by CNR Search. CNR Search, an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. Contact Bob Barish, B-A-R-I-C-H, at CNRsearch.com. Winners join winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels. And that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations, 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at CNRsearch.com. That's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at CNRsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey.
Welcome to Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel, baked fresh, baked daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. I'm Allison DeWitt. Our time this week with Boston University women's ice hockey coach Regan Rust is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. So first, I want to talk about, before we get into hockey, I know you ran the New York Marathon recently. I actually ran Chicago a couple weeks before that, so I sort of...
Oh, heck yeah!
Yeah, I sort of know the whole process, training, how tough that is. So I just wanted to know how it was balancing training for that and then coaching at the same time.
Yeah, I'm pretty used to doing way too many things and putting a lot on my plate, but I started training for this when I was in Sweden, actually, for one of the summer camps. So It was a little challenging at times, but I know I had some pretty great support with the team and coaching staff. And so I was able to get all my long runs done on Sunday. As you know, the 20-mile one is the one that sucks the most, but I did that about 3 weeks before. So somehow made it through. Pain-free.
Awesome. So what did you learn from that experience that you shared with the team?
I think a lot of it was just the preparation piece. For me, I really, like, I had a game plan and I stuck to it. I probably accomplished like 95% of everything I wanted to get done with my lifts, run, mobility, all that stuff. But yeah, I think it's just like you take a lot from already playing D1 hockey and then you just put that into running a marathon.
And what sort of example do you think you've set for your players to be able to work at and complete something like that?
They've all said that they don't want to run one. Maybe like a couple of them have been like, yeah, I'm going to run one when I'm done here. I was like, do it. You're going to need something. And I always like tell all the ones that say they're not going to run it, I'm like, you just wait, because then you're going to need something to challenge you and you're going to pick a marathon.
Yeah, that's awesome. So moving on with BC. The BC game was the last of the season at Aganis. How was it for the team to go out with that? I think it was the largest crowd drawn in program history.
Yeah, we actually acknowledged that with them a couple days ago. And we're just like, guys, I don't know if you guys realize, but that was pretty incredible. And they're like, yeah, that was sweet. So I think it means a lot just knowing the support that we have from the school. And I think people are starting to see how much work we've been putting in and that it's finally paying off. And so for the girls, like, they love playing in those moments and they're looking forward to TD Garden again. So it was really awesome.
Awesome. And then I know, factoring in your time playing at BU, how did it feel to you to see, like, as if you were a player again, seeing so many people supporting the team, and did you envision seeing something like this?
I guess I got my first taste of it earlier this year with the 10,600 fans at TD Garden, but to be able to see it at your own rink at home is pretty incredible. And then you like go to BCU's rink and then they have nothing. They don't have the same crowd. So it's definitely special for us to be able to have that, especially on a big rivalry game.
And so the game itself, obviously it didn't go the way you wanted, ending the win streak, but what were the biggest takeaways for the team from that Friday game?
I think the girls know that what we have in place and the systems that we have and the amount of discipline that all the girls have is really playing into how well we've been doing. And I think that obviously a lot of them said, it was like, felt weird to lose. And we're like, yeah, it did feel weird, huh? And even just, it goes to show how fast we can turn it around and do it again the next day and like actually win in regulation, which is nice. You don't have to worry about OT, but yeah, the girls have really been putting in the work over the summer, over the past few months of the first part of the season, but we think it's going to continue going. So we're going to keep pushing them.
Awesome. And then you mentioned the next day coming back. How did it feel beating them on their own turf?
It felt unbelievable. It's always fun winning there. I've won there quite a few times in my day. So I know the girls are the same way. Like, they are just some of the most competitive people I've ever met in my entire life. Like, they'll yell at me in practice if I don't get the goals right in games. And so that just kind of goes to show the amount of competition that they bring every single day. But for them to be able to win it there, they were smiling the whole time. Like, they knew that they were setting their line mates up for success and the communication was flowing. So girls were happy with the win and feeling good for next week too.
That's awesome. And then at BC, your team held them to 9 shots. What does that say about the overall defensive effort?
I would say that it shows we're pretty offensive, but we also know where each other are going to be. And so it's pretty easy to read off of that when you have those systems in place. But our girls have taken every single concept that we've thrown at them and then made it their own. So they've gotten pretty good defensively, is what I will say.
Yeah. And then special teams, your team has taken 10 fewer penalties than the opponents. What do you think this says about your team's ability to always be disciplined?
I think it just goes to show that we're moving our feet more than anything else. That's like a big thing in hockey. And obviously we've had a lot of conversations about stick penalties and everything along those lines. And that's not really something that we allow our girls to do. We're like, if you're going to get a penalty, you better keep moving your feet at least. And so I think it goes, I mean, we're very disciplined in every aspect of how we play, but I think the biggest piece is the body contact. So they've learned how to take it and they learn how to receive it as well.
And then the power play right now, it's sitting at right about 17%. How are you looking to improve?
We're always trying new combinations for sure. And obviously like halfway through the season now, we're trying to solidify our power play units, but obviously more so just getting shots to the net than anything else. I think it can be a little challenging when teams start to pack it in tight, but for the most part, we've done a good job about moving them around. And I wouldn't say that every single one that we don't score on is a bad one, because the girls really get some good looks off of each one. So they're going to keep putting the work that way.
And then I imagine you've been putting in a lot of work on the PK. It's third best in the NCAA. Is that something you give extra attention to at practice?
It's third best. That's huge.
Yeah, third best, 93%.
Heck yeah, we're going for number one. Yeah, we work on it a decent bit. I think it's kind of like our 5-on-5 concepts, just obviously put into PK mentality. So the girls know exactly like our triggers, when to go, when not to go, how to read off the other players. And then we have some good combinations that know how to work off each other. So I think over time, it's just going to keep getting better. And we're going to hopefully get that number to at least 95, 96% by the end of the year.
Yeah. Awesome. And so then between BC and Princeton, you guys have 11 days to prepare. How are you using this extended break from games with the team?
Yeah, definitely giving the girls a little bit of a break has been nice, just because we started off with a lot of games back to back to back with a lot of travel. So we use this kind of as a little bit of a rest week, reset, and then we've been working on concepts. So we're kind of just making it into like a week and a half of play more than anything else. So we had a lot of games today, a lot of fast paced, intense practices this week. And then tomorrow we'll do a little competition day, which is always the girls' favorite. And then go to work again on Monday.
Awesome. Do you prefer the games that are closer together, or do you like the breaks?
Do you mean the
playing like BC Princeton, you have 11 days between versus like back to back and then 3 days later, you know?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to have a little bit of time off in the middle of the season. Obviously, this is kind of the time where all the teams start to get a little bit fatigued. But for us, yeah, I mean, this couldn't have come at a better time. So yeah. I guess Watchorn planned it pretty right on this time around. But yeah, I definitely prefer having like more regimented every weekend.
And then after that game, I know the game's the day before Thanksgiving. Will most of the girls go home after the game or stick around Boston?
Yeah, a few girls are going to go to each other's homes that live closer here. So Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and then a few will go back to their homes where they live.
Do you guys ever put anything special together for the girls sticking around?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing our team Thanksgiving tomorrow. So we'll go up north, have some food on a nice little golf course, and then the girls will get to enjoy the rest of their day and their Sunday.
Awesome. And so how do you want your players to use this time to reset before December? I mean, I imagine with exam season starting soon, it'll be a lot for them.
I mean, our kids are academic weapons, so don't really have to worry about it too much. But yeah, I know some of them have already been talking to us about their study plan and meeting with their tutors and everything. So they're pretty ahead of the game in terms of just getting ready for all of that. But yeah, they're excited for the last few games and then being able to have a little bit of break just to focus on their studies.
And then I know in December you only have one game, the one at Maine. How sort of does that affect scheduling and playing, knowing you guys are only going to have one game the whole month?
I mean, it happens every single year, so the girls are pretty ready for it. We played twice up in Maine for one game last year, so we went up there for one game each time. And they responded pretty well with that. And I think they like having a little bit of a road trip here and there, just like break things up just from staying in Boston all the time. But yeah, they're not too worried about it. Neither are we. They're going to come back in shape.
Awesome. I think that's a great way to end it. Thank you for joining us this week, Coach, on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel, baked fresh, baked daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com.
It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For four generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care, we fight to win, and we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.
Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel, baked fresh, baked daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. Our player profile this week is an alumni player profile. Bobo Carpenter, former Boston University Terrier from the class of 2019, who is currently skating for the Belfast Giants. And our player profile this week is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. Bobo, welcome to the show, and welcome back from everybody in Terrier Nation that enjoyed you for so long during your playing career.
It's awesome. Hearing your voice, it brings back a lot of I was on a few shows, so it's kind of, it's kind of nice to, be back and, talk to you.
Absolutely. We've done this before, so we can dazzle them again, Bobo. There you go. No question. Little toe drag and then get ready to trigger. There you go. Excellent. Looking back, your career at BU, you played for Coach Quinn, David Quinn, and just to remind folks, accolades that you received: New England All-Star in 2018, and member of the Hockey East Champions that year, a team that finished just short, agonizingly short, of a trip to the Frozen Four. That loss to Michigan out in Worcester was really heartbreaking. 2019, your very prestigious New England Unsung Hero Award winner, the Tomasello Award, also was a Hockey Second Team All-Star in 2018 when you popped 20 for that Terrier team, and was a very productive and integral part of those Boston University teams with Coach Quinn at BU there for the first 3 years, and then your final year playing for Albie O'Connell. I remember that last year for you, particular Bobo, was a little bit snake bit that last year. You missed a considerable amount of time to injury, which was unfortunate.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate. I'm thankful I had the time and the years I did at school. It's not easy to play at that level, and especially in hockey. So, I look back and I'm thankful for all that. And if that's all I had those 4 years, it's pretty good.
No, indeed the case. Some great memories, I'm sure, BU fans. And in particular, as I was looking back, that dramatic overtime game winner against UConn, is that one of, I'm going to guess that's one of your great memories of BU. You might have some others, but you delivered the Terriers in that Hockey East quarterfinal game against UConn at Aganis.
Yeah, that's a fun one. My biggest one was when we won Hockey East the Garden. That's what you remember. You remember celebrating all the hard work you put in from the start of the season when you get on campus, and just how long the season feels. There's just so much pride on campus, and to be able to bring that back was one of the best moments in my 4 years, for sure.
Absolutely. It was very, very special. You embarked on your pro career, part of the Islanders organization. They had your rights. Spent time in the American Hockey League. And then really, I guess it's almost like for retirees, you settled in Florida, and you went down to that Florida Everblades and really found a home down there, fan favorite in Florida, and great success in the East Coast League. I mean, three-peat, unprecedented three-peat, Kelly Cup champion. So 3 seasons, you had the letter on the sweater, I believe, your last 2 years, and were part of a championship club 3 years in a row.
Yeah, I mean, it was surreal to, you know, find a special place there. Haley and I, you know, really enjoyed it. The teammates were unbelievable, and, you know, just what we accomplished as a group, you know, I'll never forget that. You know, that, like I said, it's cool. Like, those are the memories you share, and it's a lot of hard work. People don't know what happens behind the scenes and off seasons, and especially throughout the seasons, the ups and downs you have. So to be able to accomplish that and be a part of it is very special, and I'll always cherish it.
And as you had mentioned to me just before we got started formally here, has come through a great deal of adversity with some injury issues, and your love of the game, the passion that your family shares for the game, really coming out. The fact that you're still up and playing and thriving and enjoying the great game.
Yeah, absolutely. The injuries have definitely been a tough go in the past years, but I've had such a great support system, especially you know, my wife has been the biggest supporter through it all, mm-hmm. especially through college. She, you know, supported me through that, which was great. The injuries weren't there, but most importantly, after my pro career, she knows how much the game means to me, and she just wanted to see me enjoy it again, especially now that I can after the injuries and all the surgeries I've had. So I owe a lot to her. She's helped me get through a lot of it.
And really, full circle, as the Terriers get ready for the Friendship Tournament in Belfast, you played in it. The first and only time the Terriers were there was in 2018, and now you're back in Belfast as a member of the Belfast Giants. How did that come about in terms of the opportunity to travel across the pond to continue your hockey career?
It's kind of crazy to think back. I mean, I enjoyed the tournament. It was a blast. My wife's family is from Ireland, and so I've come and visited before, and the tournament just was unbelievable to see the fans in the rink. After that, Adam Keefe, our coach, kept in touch with me after every season of my pro career and asked if I wanted to make the jump over, and he was adamant of just having a conversation and stuff every summer, and I was super thankful for that, but I never really felt like that was the right move for me until this past year. So I got in touch with him again, and he was great. I mean, the organization has been top notch to, you know, make the transition over for me and my wife feel seamless and comfortable. So I've been enjoying it, and you know, I'm cherishing it as much as I can.
Well, you really enjoyed the weekend, the experience, and the cultural opportunity that this Terrier team is going to have this year, for everything that you had in that opportunity that was afforded to you. And overall, Boston guy from North Reading, what's it like now to be in Belfast on a regular basis, to call that home here for the season? What's the experience been like? A lot of similarities, a lot of differences. What's it like for the Boston guy in Belfast?
It's not too bad. It's not too different. The weather's probably similar. You know, I was told there was going to be rain every day, but it kind of just feels like home. It's kind of cloudy and gray, just like any fall and winter would be. So I'm not too unhinged from that. It's definitely different than Florida the past 3 years.
Yep.
So that's not too bad. But I think the toughest part is the 5-hour time change and just trying to keep in touch with family back home. So you kind of got to, you know, work in your schedule to, you know, make that time, because it's very important.
And a strong BU connection going back to the beginning of this friendship tournament venture. One of my favorite Terriers of all time. I don't think people remember just how good he was and how important he was, spending most of that national championship season in 95 centering Chris O'Sullivan and Mike Greer, and that is Steve Thornton. Just the opportunity, I think, for you to be around Steve Thornton as a professional at this point in your career has got to be really special. I just think so highly of Steve.
It is. You know, I started talking to him after I told Coach I wanted to be a part of it and make the jump over, and you know, he does things the right way, and that's why the Giants have such a great organization and such a strong fan base. You know, you see it through the everyday operations that he cares about the organization and his players. So he makes it a fun spot to play, and I'm
And it's a little bit different, you were telling me, as far as the scheduling. And I recollected with the ties in the British Isles and in the league that you play in to the soccer world, there's actually the season, and then there is an in-season tournament that goes on, a challenge tournament. You've had a little bit of injury bug, played about half the games overall. Team's 22 games into the season, but just to give us a little bit of insight about that, it's actually 22 games, but 10 on one level and 12 on the other level with the regular season.
Yeah, so there's a regular season and then an in-season tournament, which is known as the Challenge Cup. So the league split into two different groups for the Challenge Cup, and you'll play within your group, and then you'll come together for a semifinals and finals where the first trophy will be able to be played for in February. And then the league will be played throughout like a normal like NHL season where you want to finish first. And that's the prized possession, just like in soccer, you want to win the league, which is the President's Trophy. And then there's one more at the end, which is kind of mimics the NCAA Frozen Four, where the seed to make it in will play an aggregate round into a one-off round through the semis and finals, I believe. It's kind of interesting because our coach Adam will kind of keep us updated on how it works because it's so different
for guys
to kind of go through it.
Yep.
So that's kind of what I've gotten from it. So it's pretty neat that you can you have three trophies to kind of capture through the season, and the ultimate goal is to all obviously capture all three of them, which a team did last year and Belfast has done a handful of years ago.
That's the ultimate hat trick if you can get all three, kind of like getting Beanpot Hockey East in a national championship.
Absolutely, that's a great way to kind of put it together.
Yeah, not lost on you to be playing for a championship in February when you're a Boston guy and you played at BU.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get it moved to the first two Mondays and you'd be right at home.
Oh yeah, but I wouldn't be able to watch back home.
That's right. We don't want that. So, strike that from the record. Okay, we'll edit that. There you go.
I'll have them play Wednesday here.
Exactly. Stevie would be happy with that also, I'm sure. Be able to follow the Beanpot. I know a lot of the leagues in Europe, there's a limit as far as imports. As far as Boston, are there any other Boston guys or U.S. guys that are on your team right now, Bobo?
We got a couple of guys from California, Minnesota. Canada. There's a lot of imports in this league, which is from the normal European
Leagues,
I guess.
Yeah.
We're allowed 15 imports a game.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's very unique. And then you can have as many British, English players as you want. But yeah, it's different in that regard. So that's why it's a little more comfortable to come over here in this league from talking to past teammates who've been here.
Sure.
To kind of get your foot in the door in Europe where it's more English speaking and it's more comfortable for you to kind of make the transition.
Mm-hmm. And as the Terriers get ready for business at hand with hockey in Belfast, and also there'll be parents and fans and some supporters of BU Hockey. Now that you've been there and had a home over there, any recommendations you can make for anybody that will be following from Terrier Nation here on Inside BU Hockey? You know, must see or must go, or got to get dinner there or go have a beverage there?
You've got to go to the Christmas Village in town. I remember going when I played in the tournament, and it just felt like you were in another world, another winter wonderland, and you don't really see a little Christmas village like that back home, so it was kind of cool to see that.
Bobo, right now the Giants are active, and as you mentioned, in not only the regular season but in your Challenge Cup, you will have an opportunity with the schedule to be able to greet this current group of Terriers when they come to town. I think that'll be really special to see a former Terrier who's playing over for the Belfast Giants.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I always try to keep tabs and look at the college hockey app to see how the team are doing. So it's been cool to see the success they've had in past years. But, if I can be a figure to show that, careers go all over the place and they open up new opportunities. After the tournament, I never thought I would play
Well, you never know where the game will take you. You to the Emerald Isle and having the connection with your wife and her roots to Ireland. I think there's a good karma, good symmetry there, the way that it's come full circle for you and your family.
It really does feel like that. We're super happy, and just the place of Belfast and the people of Belfast have made it that much better.
No doubt. And the final point I wanted to make to really get this full circle thing in focus, you mentioned to me before we started the interview, your dad, of course, long 18-year, over 1,100 NHL games, first round pick, first American to make the jump from high school to the NHL, all the rest of the accolades that your dad earned through his great career as a player in the NHL. But the connection is really going to come full circle, not only when you greet the team, but when you greet Coach Jay Pandolfo, who you were just literally a tyke running around that New Jersey Devils locker room back when Jay and your dad were teammates. That'll be pretty special.
It will be, yeah. He probably remembers me, my brother, and my sister playing mini sticks and our little New Jersey Devils jersey. So I'm really looking forward to it, and finally getting to keep tabs on them in person and catch up with all those memories.
Absolutely. Well, we'll make some new memories that'll be made for the Terriers on this really special trip for hockey and cultural to the Friendship Tournament in Belfast. We look forward to that and look forward to making acquaintance with you again, Bobo. All the best until we have a chance to meet again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks to Bobo Carpenter, former Boston University Terrier Class of 19, current Belfast Giant, for joining us here in our alumni player profile this week on Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey presented by Wicked Bagel. Bake fresh, bake daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com. BU in the Pros is sponsored by Eastern Clothing of Watertown, providing a premium experience without the elevated price tag since 1937, with sizes to fit anyone and prices to fit any budget. Call 617-924-8240 or visit easternclothing.com to set up an appointment.